The nation's Catholic bishops issued guidance yesterday on how to deal with Catholic politicians who support abortion rights. The bishop's statement is titled Catholics in Political Life. It instructs Catholic politicians to work in their public lives to oppose abortion, or they'll be, in the bishop's words, guilty of cooperating in evil. The statement does not mention John Kerry by name, although some Catholics have questioned whether the Democratic presidential candidate should be allowed to take communion. Joe Feuerherd is a correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. He's been following the bishop's meeting in Colorado and joins me now in the studio. Hello.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
The guidance stops short of instructing bishops to deny communion to politicians who support abortion rights. What exactly did it say?
Well, it really said four things as I read it. It repeated the bishops and the church's traditional teaching about abortion. It stressed that elected officials have an obligation, they use the word obligation, to work for laws that would curb abortion laws in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It said that they will have a dialogue with Catholics and elected officials of all points of view on the question, that they're open to talking about it, and that they will not grant awards or honors of any kind to pro-choice politicians.
Does that mean honorary degrees?
Honorary degrees. The most recent example of this, and it came up most recently when at least one member of the National Review Board, which was appointed to investigate the clergy sex abuse crisis, former Congressman Leon Panetta, who had a pro-choice voting record in Congress,
mm-hmm.
a number of conservative Catholics raised objection to his placement on that board by the bishop. So that was the most recent example. And then you have the annual fight over commencement addresses and other local boards that the church has in the individual diocese.
But the main thrust of this was that local bishops can decide whether or not to give communion to politicians who support abortion rights, yes?
That's correct. What the bishops did is reiterate what is church law now. Local bishops can make decisions of that kind. The Conference of Bishops could have made a recommendation. They could have said we should, as a body of bishops, we suggest that individual bishops turn away pro-choice elected officials from the communion line, or they could have said we should accept everyone at the communion line.
Mm-hmm.
But the Conference of Bishops doesn't have the power to tell an individual bishop what to do in his diocese. The authority of an individual bishop comes from Rome, and the vote was something like 183-6,
yeah,
to leave it up to the individual bishops to do as they might with Catholic pro-choice politicians.
Mr. Feuerherd, some may see this as the Catholic Church injecting religion into politics, and others see it as a step back from where they might have gone. How should we see this? In what context?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. There are groups of Catholics, conservative Catholics, who have tried to push the bishops very publicly with newspaper ads and major metropolitan newspapers and so forth, saying, take a stand, turn away the pro-choice Catholics from communion. It's time to stand up for what the church teaches. On the other hand, there are folks who point that you shouldn't be injecting the church into politics. The bishops say in the statement that that they have a legitimate right, which I think most folks would acknowledge. They have a legitimate mm-hmm. right to participate in the public process, say what they think about issues. They are, in some degree, taking a middle course here. They didn't come out and advise their brother bishops to take particular stands, but they said, use your best judgment, and it's up to you as a teacher in your diocese to instruct the faithful.
You covered President Bush's recent trip to the Vatican, and in his speaking with Vatican officials, he asked for support for his social agenda. Is there any precedent for that in American politics?
I know of no precedent where a American political leader tried to use Vatican offices for political ends. There are many precedents for using it for policy ends, to try to find common ground, you know, former President Reagan with Pope John Paul II on issues related to communism in the former Soviet bloc, for example. We were allies, the Church and the United States were allies in that effort. So there are any number of examples of policy aims which have political implications. My colleague John Allen, NCR's Vatican correspondent, reported that there was a request from the president for some bucking up of the U.S. bishops on the issue specifically of gay marriage, but presumably related to other social issues. The U.S. bishops have spoken out in favor of a federal ban, a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. They've issued documents and pamphlets on traditional marriage. Whether that's a result of presidential lobbying or just the way they think is a question.
Joe Feuerherd is a correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrea.